Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Family Answer Man. I'm Jay Fitter, your host. The lines are now open at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. This show airs on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Live and can be heard anytime after that at Blog Talk Radio Black. / J Fitter, which is what most of you are doing, it seems like. This is an educational show where we were going to discuss any questions you have relating to family issues, parenting, marriage, children, anything you can think of in that realm. However, it is not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. If you need therapy. This is not the venue to get that. This is an educational show. We're going to have a lot of good information available for you here, helpful things tonight to discuss. But once again, think of it from an educational perspective, not from a therapy perspective. I am a licensed family therapist, been in practice for 20 years. Private practice currently in Southern California. I also work in contract with Juvenile Hall to work with adolescent sexual offenders, as well as conduct parenting workshops all around Southern California. Workshops are primarily based on my book, Respect Your Children. For more information about the show or to submit your questions, you can follow me on Twitter at Family Answer Man. Once again, phone lines are open. 855-279-3758, 855-279-3758. So feel free to call now with any questions that you have, and nothing's off limits unless it seems like it's something that should be off limits. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about something that I think most of you can relate to. If you are either a parent or a prospective parent, which covers most people, I think, and that is the difference between punishment and discipline. A lot of people look at those as being the same thing, basically, punishment and discipline, but they're significantly different. Primarily difference is their motivation behind them. I don't know if you're, for those of you who are adults, who've been around a while. Anybody can relate to those days when you were a kid, driving in your car, sitting in the back seat, and you kind of made a comment you probably shouldn't have made, and suddenly you felt your dad's back, the back of his hand hitting you right in the face. I've experienced that before. And some of you probably listen to this thinking, well, you know, I have two of that, or my gosh, he was abused when he was a kid growing up. But whatever the case may be, that is an example of punishment. Punishment is, I'm going to give you some definitions of where it comes from, punishment. One, it's done out of anger. So it's spontaneous and it's done with, because I'm frustrated. I am angry. I'm pissed off. Two, it's designed to hurt. You know, it's like you're looking at your child and you're thinking, you know what, they did this. I'm going to get them back. I'm getting them back for this. It's done to vent frustration. I had a rough day at the office. I'm tired of all this, all my boss things that he's telling me. There's nothing I can do about it at work. But I come home, my kids better not do anything to get on my nerves. It's spontaneous and it's not thought through. and it's done out of retaliation. Example. You have a 3-year-old and you tell them, don't bring your juice in the living room. It's new carpeting. We just got this carpeting, so I don't want you to spill your juice on the carpet. 3-year-old says, okay. And you're sitting in there. A couple minutes later, they come walking in with their juice, and they accidentally spill it. And out of anger, you lash out. You slap them. You do something. And then later, you feel pretty darn bad, you know, because you may have hurt them. Very often, I see people in my own counseling office who have done things out of anger and ended up getting their children taken away from them. Not saying I don't want people to call in or to send me emails that, so you mean if I spank my kids, I'm going to get my children taken away from me? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I have seen people who have had their children taken away because they have reacted out of anger and they sought to punish their children. Punishing is a whole lot easier than discipline because you don't have to think. You just react to the situation. But, you know, parents don't realize, a lot of parents don't realize nowadays, a kid shows up to school, they have a mark on their face or their arm or something like that, and the teachers are mandated reporters. They don't have a choice but to call CPS, and next thing you know, CPS is knocking on your door, and you're like, come on, can I even be a parent? But, you know, I don't make the rules, I don't make the laws, but the fact of the matter is those kinds of things happen. And I've seen things go from that point to parents actually losing custody of their children because of that. And even beyond that, I've seen people end up in prison. Now, once again, I'm not saying this is going to happen every time. I'm not saying if you do this, you're going to end up in prison. But I'll tell you something, there are a lot of people in prison right now who acted out of anger, who went for punishment because their child did something wrong. They had a rough day at the office, or things are just not going real well for them. They're having financial problems. They're having some other kind of problems. And they just did something they didn't think through. They didn't wake up and say, gee, I think I'm going to physically abuse my child today so I go to jail. Nobody thinks that. But they got frustrated, they lashed out physically, and next thing you know, the child goes to the doctor, and doctors are really good at being able to differentiate between accidental injuries and injuries that were done out of anger, you know, from a parent or something like that. They've been doing this for a long time, so they know when something was accidental or if something was done out of anger, which they would consider abuse. Once again, phone number 855-279-3758. It's 855-279-3758. So that's what punishment is, basically. It doesn't accomplish a whole lot. You're retaliating. You're done out of anger, frustration. And ultimately, the message you're giving your child is, when they're at school, if somebody doesn't do what they want them to do, they can react the same way to get them to. They resort to using physical force, whether it's hitting or something else, to get them to do that and turn into bullies. You know, when you get the phone calls and, you know your son is bullying this child and starting trouble or hitting someone, and you're saying, gee, I don't know where they learned that from. Well, reality is they learn it from us as parents. So what's the alternative to that? Alternative is discipline. Discipline, contrary to punishment, is goal-oriented. Okay, what do I mean by goal-oriented? You have something you're trying to accomplish. You're not venting. You're not getting out your anger. You're not acting spontaneously. It has a goal in mind. It is designed to teach and correct your children. Okay, you can see well, that'd be a lot harder to do, that you're actually designing a form of discipline that's going to teach and correct them. And like I say, it's much more difficult because it doesn't allow parents to vent frustration, but it forces them to focus on the problem and helping the child to correct it. Example of discipline. Let's say you have a teenager and they have a cell phone that has 100 minutes a month. And you tell them, okay, you have to stay within this because our rates are going to go sky high if you get beyond these 100 minutes a month. And you get the bill and there's 600 minutes on there. Okay? Punishment perspective would be, you know, you're grounded for 6 months. You're never going to have a phone again. You're not allowed to see your friends. You can't watch TV for the rest of the school year. You have to go to bed at 7 o'clock. You know, things where basically the child is saying, what's the point anymore? What's the point of even trying to do anything good? Because, you know, I'm not going to get any freedom again until next year. But a realistic perspective on discipline is saying, okay, you use 600 minutes, but now, so you've in essence used this amount of time, so you're going to lose your cell phone for this amount of time, or it's going to cost you this much out of your allowance. So it's directly related to the incident. It's not a parent losing control and saying all of these things and out of anger, but it's actually teaching them so they realize, gosh, I don't have my phone now. This is important that I do follow these directions. This can be helpful. You know, so it's like I say, it's not just a random thing. It's related. It's designed to teach them what right from wrong. The thing about discipline, too, is people, you know, we always think about with our children, it's always the negative. What kind of consequence for this behavior? What can I do to kind of show them? And I want you to consider that discipline can also be positive. It can also be, instead of just consequences for the negative, it can be rewarding the positive behavior. You know, you did your chores. You did all your homework. Your grades are up. You're showing you're doing everything, the things you need to do. You're making good choices. We're setting up a reward structure for that. I do that very often with parents and kids that I work with, to set up specific contracts where they get rewarded for certain behaviors. And, of course, you'll get parents sometimes saying, I'm not going to reward my child for going to school and doing their homework. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. And what I'll often say to a parent is, you know, would you go to your job tomorrow morning if suddenly you found out you weren't getting paid? You were just going, you're just going to be a volunteer? And so to realize that we wouldn't do that. So as a child in school, there are many options what they can do. There are many kids who see schools being unimportant. They'd rather ditch, they party, go, you know, smoke pot in the bathrooms, whatever. So if they're taking it seriously and they're putting forth the effort, we can reinforce that by using, you know, by creating reward systems to allow them and to reinforce their success and encourage them to continue. You can set rewards up for various forms of positive reinforcements that encourage your children to do things such as homework and chores and things like that. I will often talk with parents about, depending on the age of the child, that the younger they are, the more immediate the reinforcement needs to be. You can't tell a three-year-old that if they do a good job all year in school, they're going to get some big prize at the end of the school year, because they'll only remember it tomorrow. So it needs to be immediate. They need to get, you know, daily reinforcements in some time. As they get older, it becomes maybe weekly or monthly, or you build to bigger things. It can be somewhat complex, but you want to start off with more immediate reinforcement and gradually into more long term. You know, a great example of long term reinforcement would be college. You know, you go to school for 4 years and you're doing reports and research and reading and all sorts of things while your friends are out doing other things, having a good time, because of that that reward you're going to get in 4 years, that degree. But it takes 4 years, four, some five, some 6 years to get that degree. But you understand, they understand the value of that. So they've gotten to that point. But you can't expect a young child, to be able to look at things that far off in the future. Another issue that I often see with parents and problems at home that they have with their children is they'll say, you know, my child is out of control at home. They're doing all these things. They're talking back to me. They're being disrespectful and all sorts of things. And I'll say, is it the same kind of things going on in school? And almost every time the answer is, no, they're perfect in school. The teachers always say they're great students. They do a great job. I don't understand it. And what I try to help them understand is that there are unwritten rules. There are unwritten rules that we have at home that we're often not even aware of. And those, our children know these rules. They know what they can get away with, what they can't get away with. And they know at school those unwritten rules don't exist, or there's different unwritten rules. Example might be, mom has to call their kids 5 times before they come to dinner. And they get so frustrated. Why do I have to do it 5 times? Because the kids know that at the 6th time when you call, there's going to be consequences. But the first 5 times, there's nothing too serious to worry about. So we're giving that sort of that nonverbal message, an unwritten rule that says it's okay not to follow my direction and not to listen to me the first 4 times, but the 5th time you better do it, because if you don't, then there's going to be consequences. So I want you to consider that. And one of the things, sort of a little homework assignment, I want you all who are listening to think about. What are some of the unwritten rules that we have in our house? What are some unwritten rules that I have between myself and my children that maybe explains why these issues never seem to go away, and yet why they seem to be so prevalent at home but not in other places and with other people? So I want to consider that and to really think next time when something goes wrong, when your child is not doing something they need to do, is my goal to punish and retaliate, or is my goal to teach and correct them and address the problem, not find a place to vent my frustration with them? So that's it for this evening. Thanks for listening. Next show is Monday night, 8 p.m. to Pacific. Look forward to seeing you all then.